activities on National Spiritual Baptist Day began with a procession from Heritage Square in Kingstown to Independence Park, where a service of thanksgiving was held. Delivering remarks at the event, visiting bishop from Grenada, Ian Edwards, reminded the gathering that as they celebrate, they must also reflect on their journey.
We join with you as you celebrate 75 years. I know that, as I said, we went through the struggle. We went through trials and persecution, but thank God we have overcome. We have overcome so we can stand here today to sing and shout and rejoice. There was one time when I learned that we couldn't do that. We had to hide, otherwise police chasing us. But today in 2026, police join us. And for that, I am very happy. My friends, it is my prayer that we as spiritual Baptists can come together and unite as one people. You see, I always say, I hope and pray that maybe a year or two from now, you may join us with Spiritual Liberation Day in Grenada too, because we're working on it. I am saying, as long as I have the breath of life, I believe that we are going to get recognized in Grenada as well.
Bishop Ian Edwards of Grenada. The service also heard remarks from Archbishop Brinsley Dixon from Canada, who noted that the Baptist movement in Canada honors the sacrifice that has helped preserve the identity of the spiritual Baptist faith.
Of the Dominion of Canada, we extend heartfelt congratulations to the spiritual Baptist community as you celebrate the second anniversary of your National Spiritual Baptist Day observance. This sacred occasion stands not only as a celebration of recognition, but as a testament of the enduring faith and perseverance and spiritual strength of the people whose legacy continues to inspire generations both within and beyond the walls of the church. As you commemorate this important milestone, we honor the sacrifices, dedications, and spiritual resilience that have helped to preserve the identity and sacred heritage of the spiritual Baptist movement.
Archbishop Dixon of Canada. The sermon at yesterday's service was delivered by Archbishop of the Spiritual Baptist Archdiocese in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Melford Pumpy. Archbishop Pumpy made a strong appeal for unity among members of the local Spiritual Baptist movement.
You know why the early church received such a blessing of the Holy Spirit? They were with one accord. Talk to me, somebody.
Yes,
talk to me, somebody.
Yes.
I said they assembled themselves and they waited in the upper room with one accord. Nobody was studying who didn't dress good. Nobody was thinking whose belt didn't match the pants. Nobody was saying whose shoe didn't match and who was wearing the wrong dress with the wrong belt. Yeah. Nobody was studying that. They were all with one accord in one place.
Please,
spiritual Baptists, I call on you today to come together with that one accord if you are to glorify God. We cannot continue the division. It is time for us to stand as a brave with our face to the fold. When God is walking with you, when God is taking you through places, lay aside every weight. Hallelujah.
Archbishop of the Spiritual Baptist Archdiocese in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Melford Pumpy. I'm Johnny P. Straker with today's special report.